Thank you, Chairman. I think I may have misunderstood or misheard somebody saying that collective rights were a new right. Since the adoption of the Universal Declaration on Human Rights and the codification of an entire series of rights, civil, political, economic, social, and cultural, by specific working groups, all international human rights documents contain collective rights. Let me just give you two examples. The right of peoples to self-determination. Since you're talking of peoples, that has to be a collective right. Along the same lines, for the exercise of political rights which require the establishment of associations or political parties, there again you're talking about a collective right, because you can't set up an association or a political party if you're operating on your own. I could add to my list of examples, looking at civil and political rights, when you talk about access to justice, many countries have recognized in their legislation that there is a possibility of collective recourse to justice. I believe in English it's known as class action. For example, if there's a case of pollution that affects a community or several communities, what do people do? You don't get one individual affected, you get a lot of people in one or several communities affected. And in quite a few countries, it's possible for the victims of an incident like that to defend themselves by taking a case to court en bloc together. Apart from anything else, it simplifies procedures. That also is a collective right. I don't need to give you a laundry list of examples, but I can add another. If you look at economic, social, and cultural rights, just one example will suffice there, I think. Cultural rights are, by definition, usually collective rights. Therefore, all the texts to which I've referred include collective rights. Most of them have been ratified by most states, and all UN member states are bound to respect the Universal Declaration on Human Rights. So it's not a question of new rights. It's not a question of creating new rights. It's a question of rights that exist already. Now, to bring us back to the point, which is, of course, the Declaration on the Rights of Peasants and Other People Working in Rural Areas. Obviously, Chairman, the exercise of every right listed in this declaration requires collective exercise of the rights that are provided for. Look at land or water, pastures, natural resources. Those need to be managed collectively. Indigenous communities, peasant communities, most communities of whatever type in rural areas need to coordinate and cooperate to have as rational and sustainable a management of the resources available to them as possible. The best way to waste scarce resources is to try and use them in a disorganized way. If you manage and use them collectively, you do not waste them. We regret the disappearance of the reference to collective rights in 3, because we think it gave a more global scope to this whole issue. If we'd maintained the reference, then it would make quite a few things easier when it comes to a consistent and clear reading.